Recording in progress.
Specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known. And by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion of the remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing star 9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt to or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or login in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Sue, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Shaw? Council President Earn?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, comments from administration and council regarding any adjournment of any matters on this agenda.
None at this time.
Okay. Item number 6, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 8, consent agenda items. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after your completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. This is for the consent agenda item number 8.
Excuse me for 1 second. Councilman Kapil Shaw has joined the meeting at this time. I just wanted to let everyone know.
Thank you, Melissa.
Ahead, sir.
In regards to item J.
Sir, please hold the mic down, the button on the mic, and talk into the mic. Thank you very much.
Item J and K.
I'm sorry. Please state your name and address.
Oh, Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue, and we'll be getting 2 inches of rain. I wish someone will come and visit me now. Item J. Public nuisance. Does that mean that anybody who puts out stuff in the street and totally disregards ordinance, does those violations are a public nuisance issue? Yes. Resolution K.
Did you want an answer, or was
I don't want an answer?
You don't want an answer. Okay.
You won't give me an. You don't know the answer.
I actually.
No, you don't.
I actually do know the answer.
Please. Authorizing refund of taxes. I think I deserve 58 Curtis Avenue deserves a big time authorization of refund in taxes. Come and take a look now.
Thank you. I'm going to close the in-person portion.
Did Tim want to answer maybe that just for public record? I think that would be appropriate.
So what resolution J is for when we have to send property maintenance out to cut grass or pick up stuff that the residents just won't do it. Then we attach a lien to the house. So in this case, one house gets a $320.65 lien, $320.65, and $812.62. So we have a third party who's under contract with us go do the cleanup, and then we attach it as a lien onto the house. That was J. Correct. Evan K was to refund taxes. One was for a 100% disabled veteran, so he comes off the tax roll. And the other that was that the bank and the title company both paid the tax, so we're refunding one of them. Double payment, right?
Item number 7, ordinance on a first reading, an ordinance releasing and extinguishing and vacating the rights of the public in portions of Clawson Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue. Is a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. City, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of the public in portions of Clawson Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, and State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 19th day of December 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Shaw.
Cedar, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes, item passes on the first reading. Item number 8, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Not. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 9, announcements and comments from officials. Woman.
I'd just like to wish all the residents of Piscataway a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. I hope that you are all able to spend time with your families and find things that you can be thankful for. And I am thankful for this group of people right here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Councilman Carmichael.
I ditto. Councilwoman Cahill has just said, and also if you're able to remember folks who are less fortunate than us, and we do have an organization right here in Piscataway, Fish, where you could donate food and clothing. And also just pray for the for peace in the Middle East as well. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Ditto to what Sharon just said. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And thank you for the scouts for coming out this evening and having a dialogue regarding our Piscataway Ecological Park. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Councilman Shaw.
Happy Thanksgiving to all. Thank you.
Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Mayor?
I just want to give the condolences out to the Wanzi family. Mike Wanzi, who passed away, was a former member of the zoning board for a number of years. So I just want to give the condolences out to both his wife and immediate family and his extended family.
Thank you, Mayor. Baker?
Happy Thanksgiving and have no fear. Raj will be back next meeting.
Yay.
And I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a safe holiday. Item number 10, agenda session for November 28th, 2023. Ordinance on a second reading, amending supplement to Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 100 Springfield Avenue. This will be open to the public as a resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing budget transfers, resolution authorizing return of escrow, block 4502, lot 1, 152, Old New Brunswick Road, 18ZB5829V, and block 4502, lot 1, 152, Old New Brunswick Road, concept plan. Resolution authorizing acceptance of project and release of retainage, New Market Lake Park area improvements, phase 5, EZ Docks Unlimited. And resolution authorizing return of Sterling Village security deposits and payments of heirs of the Township of Piscataway, Apartment 354. Item number 11, open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary.
It's coming to Christmas. And the township is a mess.
Can you state your name and address, please?
Kostas Efthymios, 58 Curtis. An old veteran. Mr. Green, you've been there. I forgot to mention one thing. It's about the thing of vacating. Won't you vacate the corner? Put this on your list. Vacate the corner of Mansfield and 7th. You know, landscape it and vacate. We don't need you there anymore. Please, make it safe. That's a bad intersection. Thank you. The other thing is, we are hurting. Piscataway is a mess, no matter how great you make it sound. It's a mess. Just talking about Washington Avenue. And New Brunswick, or wherever you want to call it, it's a mess. Take a walk in your districts, please. Take a look at the condition. Take a look at the residents. At least get to know some of them. Don't just go around there looking for, you know what, you're going to stick your sign on 7th and Mansfield? If you elect me, that's not what I want to hear. I want to see the place looking neat. And you prosecute a good Samaritan. who's trying to help his neighbor. Yours truly paid a fine for trying to make my neighborhood look somewhat neater. This old veteran has been prosecuted and fined. Inches of rainfall is coming. Come to 58 Curtis. I welcome anyone. Anyone. Take a walk around that lot and tell these people what you see. Go to property maintenance. Tell them what you see.
Thank you for your comments. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you. Have a good night.